Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kay.
And this is For the Right Reasons, our Bachelor, Bachelorette podcast. And we are coming at you together this week.
I'm touching you.
We can reach out and touch someone.
Yeah.
So Kay's visiting me, so we decided to record the podcast together.
Live.
Yeah.
Well,
it's live for us.
Live as it gets.
So this week's episode was like way better than last week's, obviously, because I like the traditional format, and like they really got back to that this week with like, okay, we're gonna go on these three dates, and then we have a rose ceremony, and we hand out the roses properly, and like
things actually happened this week.
Things and it wasn't happened just besides drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was much better. So it was much better on an organizational level.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I'm blanking as to, like, how the episode started besides Garrett's date.
I think they did, like, they almost, like, bled from last week. What little this showed of them being in Riga and Latvia.
Yeah,
and, like,
okay.
The kind of guys walking around the town.
Yeah.
And then kind of showed them in the hotel. And, yeah, it kind of was almost like one of those, like, in a dream where, like, you don't know how you got there.
Yeah.
But, like, you just sort of appear.
Right.
That's how this episode feels. Like, right. I don't know how we got here, but all of a sudden they're on Garrett's one-on-one date.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Garrett's, like, an interesting person because the whole time he's kind of been the one that's been, like, calling Luke out and, like, being, like, that kind of person. But they really haven't shown him that much interacting with Hannah.
No.
Like, he's had some... They've shown him, like, with her at cocktail parties, like, talking. But it hasn't really been that interesting.
Nope.
So this date got interesting pretty quickly. Right?
Yeah, so first she meets Garrett in the woods, and I think they even made a joke between each other where they're like, yeah, we're just gonna walk around the woods of Latvia.
Yeah.
And they did a really terrible job of playing it up as like, oh, look at that cable car.
Yeah.
Oh, look, people are gonna bungee jump out.
Why, whatever are they doing?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be fun if we did that? Let's do that.
Should we?
It's so spontaneous and fun.
Yeah, we're spontaneously naked bungee jumping.
Oh, yeah, so the people that jump out, they're like, first they're like shocked that they're bungee jumping, and then it's like, oh, and they're naked.
Right.
So
they did genuinely seem shocked that the people were naked.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I assume, like, Hannah knows kind of what the date's gonna be. Like, she probably knew they were gonna go bungee jumping. But she did seem genuinely surprised by the naked part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's just a really good actress.
Yeah, that's fair.
He was surprised by everything, of course.
Yeah, he was so not into it. He was very adamant about scared of heights.
He's scared of heights. He said he'd never even been on a roller coaster because he was so scared of heights.
Yeah.
So,
of course, they get naked, and we had questions about how naked they were, like, if it was naked, like, with underwear or something, or totally naked, but we do have a scene where she takes off her bra.
Right. So, I actually, last night, went and followed her on Instagram.
Okay.
And in her Instagram stories, she says, I have a spoiler from tonight's episode, just so y'all know, I wore my underwear the whole time.
Okay.
And she said, so my private squares never touched anyone else's private squares. So that answers that question as to how naked they actually were.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they still black boxed it.
They
like,
did.
It
implied they were naked, but I don't think they actually were.
They were still not clothed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about when we watched the episode, like, you're strapped in, like, the straps are, like, in your groin, and, like, you sit, I've never been bungee jumping, but I have been ziplining, and it's,
similar,
like,
a harness
that you sit in, so, like, clearly,
there's gonna be,
like, chafing and, like, hygiene issues if you're not wearing anything at all down there.
I thought, especially for guys, like, what's the tuck gonna be like, and what if it comes untucked, or what if it gets pinched, because those harnesses pull when you hit, so.
There's gotta be something going on.
Yeah. So they go through this naked bungee jump date, and then they kind of magically transition into dinner.
Right, which, by the way, with back to, just real quick, back to the naked part, like, also, not only are they naked bungee jumping, but it's clearly winter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they arrive on the date wearing, like, boots and winter coats and scarves, and it's snowing.
Yep.
And then they're naked, and I'm
and they're in Latvia, which is a pretty northern Baltic kind of country.
Right. I never would have done that.
Yeah.
I would have been freezing. Also, I never would go bungee jumping, period, no matter what.
Not even naked.
Not naked or fully clothed.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay me, like, $1 million, probably, to do that. Yeah. Naked or not.
Oh, I would do it. I would just do it for fun. Like, you don't even have to pay me. Yeah. I'll pay to do that.
I'll pay you.
Yeah. I would do it. But yeah, so they go to the next part of the date. They have dinner. And this is one of the... Again, like, this was a really good episode because on this date, it seemed so much... Like, it seemed like a real date. Like,
yeah.
A real date where they have real conversations other than just, oh, so what's the drama in the house? And I really like you. And
yeah.
Isn't it great with the amazing area we're in? And let's talk about how much we like each other. Like,
yeah. Yeah. They talked about, like, real stuff and, you know, life stories and all that.
Yeah.
And even, like, after they did the jumping before they went to the fake dinner, they, like, were cuddling it by the fire. They had, like, a fire pit set up.
Oh, that's right. Right.
And I kept thinking, their feet must be so cold.
Yes.
Because they had, like, robes on and she had a sweater on under her robe.
Yeah.
That you could see, but, like, they didn't have shoes or socks on.
Yeah.
And I know they're in a fire pit, but, like, still.
Yeah.
It's cold. It just looks cold.
Yeah. You're right.
I couldn't get over it.
And it was, like, by the riverside above where they did the bungee jumping. So they almost made it seem like they came down from the bungee jumping and was just, oh, look at this fire pit and robes
there by the river. There happens to be a fire pit, like a picnic champagne fire pit set up here.
Yeah.
So in true bachelorette style.
Yeah. So they had a good, really good chemistry. They had a really great date, drama free.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets the rose.
Yeah, he gets the rose. Yeah, so that was about that.
Yeah.
And then back at the house, we learn that there's going to be a group date, which is, like, all the other guys except for Peter. So we know Peter's going to get the second one-on-one date. And Garrett comes back from the group date, and he tells the guys all about it. Or maybe that was the next day. But
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, so he tells them, and I thought it was kind of interesting that he, like, chooses to tell them, like, very specifically what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have just been like, oh, yeah, we went bungee jumping and had dinner. He was like, we went bungee jumping
naked.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just weird because they don't usually show that part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't normally show the person from the one-on-one date coming back and, like, talking about what happened on the one-on-one
talking
date.
Talking to the rest of the house.
So, it was clearly, like, he was, it almost looked like they're trying to, you know, show to us that he's, like, rubbing it in or whatever.
Right, because so this kind of sets up the freaking Luke drama for the rest of the episode.
Right.
Because now Luke's in a pissy mood and
because
becomes,
his, quote, girlfriend.
Yes. The naked thing bothers him. And this, this sort of sets up the Luke drama. So I think if they almost maybe had not shown Garrett coming back. Like, I wonder if they just always film that and then just never really use it.
Right.
But without showing...
They film everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
they 24/7 film everything. Except for you going to the bathroom.
Yes. But I feel like they would almost find a way to film that if they had to.
Right.
Or they thought they would get drama out of it or something. So this sets up the Luke drama because now Luke is all upset that his girlfriend was naked with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of get into that. But without that, it would have been weird.
Right, it wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah, why is
why he was upset.
But, again, kind of skipping ahead, Hannah does admit it herself.
Right, she tells them all about it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a weird choice. And I feel like she does that because she felt guilty almost.
Yeah.
Like maybe she felt guilty that she had been naked.
Yeah.
With the other with one of the
another
guys.
Another man that wasn't the rest of the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Anyway, so they go on this group date and it's just kind of one of those weird group dates where they hang out and walk around Riga.
Mm-hmm.
Did they really do anything? They
no, they went to like a market and they like tried samples of stuff and they did like shots of moonshine, Latvian moonshine, and they like
Latvia known for its moonshine,
right? They what else did they do?
Yeah, right. Like
there was like an awkward moment though because they were in like this market. And she's, like, aside with Jed, and they, like, start kissing. Yep. And but the other guys are clearly, like, there. It's right not, like, around the corner hiding. So they could see them, like, kissing. And it wasn't, like, heavy petting kissing. It was, like, a little, like, oh, we're out and about, let's have a quick peck. But still, it was weird to me that she would do that, like, right in front of all the other guys.
Yeah.
That was a little weird. Yeah, so she was, like, happy that this group date was very drama-free.
The guys were getting along.
They were getting along. And they were, too. Like, there wasn't drama during the date.
No.
Which is, like, the first time we've seen that happen.
Yeah. Like, even I think it was Jed, when she was kissing Jed, like, a couple of the guys come over and were like, all right, Jen, Hannah, we need you to join the rest of the date or something. Yeah. Like, come on back.
We're all on this date together. Yeah.
So, they're on a cable car at some point, or I don't know what.
Like a trolley or something.
So they're on a trolley, and this is where Hannah is like, so y'all, yesterday I went bungee jumping with Garrett, and we were naked, and it was this crazy thing. And you're right, like, it was kind of weird. I don't ever remember the lead.
She said it like, oh, let me tell you guys this funny story.
Right.
She's like, me and Garrett were walking in the woods, and all of a sudden we saw this couple, and they were bungee jumping, and they were naked. So we said, let's do it too. And she, like, presented it like that to them.
Right. And I never remember any other lead ever telling a group date about what he or she did.
Right.
On a one-on-one. Yeah. Like, Colton was never like, hey, group date girls, guess what me and Cassie did yesterday?
Yeah.
While I'm on this date with the group of you.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they discuss it back at the house, or it comes up at the cocktail party, but this was on the date.
Yeah. And it was very awkward how she, like, said it, and you could tell she felt awkward.
Yeah.
And I kind of think, like, she felt bad or something, or she knew maybe that Garrett was gonna tell the guys what happened, so she wanted to make sure they heard, like, her like version,
like, and let's of course not have any rumors about, like,
because when he told the guys, Luke was like, I don't believe that, that's not really what happened, and like, he didn't want to believe it, but he was then when he heard her say it, it like confirmed to him, oh yeah, that is what happened.
So she has a couple conversations with, like, the cocktail part of the group date where they, you know, do kind of have, like, a little one-on-one off-to-the-side time. And this is round one with Luke, where Luke pulls her aside and was like, look, I want to have a conversation with you, and quite honestly, you're not going to like it. What I heard about the date made me really uncomfortable. And I don't remember what the phrasing was, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it basically kind of came across as like, that's not okay, you're my girlfriend, I don't like you showing your body.
Your body is a temple.
Your body is a temple, right.
Yeah, so he's very, it's almost like, it comes across as like that he feels cheated on.
Yes.
And he's embarrassed.
Yes.
And then he even goes as far as to like, I want to introduce you to my parents. But not, like, he doesn't come out and say it, but it's almost like he's, like, slut-shaming her.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to introduce her to his parents if this is how she's going to act.
Yes, like, that is very much.
He wants his wife to not have, like, a tainted past.
Yes.
That is how it came off.
Yes.
To me.
Yes, absolutely.
And then later we realize she did take it that way also.
Right.
So.
And at this point, it kind of wraps up.
Yeah, she kind of nods and smiles, and she, like, doesn't really respond.
No. And we sort of move on.
Yeah.
From the group date. Who got the group date rose?
Tyler got the group date rose.
Okay.
But he does come back to the room and tell the guys kind of a general overview of the conversation. What I feel like Luke has had a little bit of character development, though, because this is, like, the first time he had a talk with her, where he didn't throw one of the other guys into the bus.
Yes.
It was, like, completely about himself and his feelings and reactions. Mm-hmm. That he was mad at her.
Yes.
And it wasn't about anything else. So that was a little bit of character development for him, even though he's, like, he doesn't have a good character, but, like, it was better than him just, like, staring at her, like, not knowing what to say or whatever.
And I think she even acknowledges this in this, in, because, spoiler,
later.
Part two at the cocktail party, it comes up again, and I think she even kind of says, like, finally, I'm getting some sort of emotion out of you.
Right.
Not the emotion I want, but I'm getting something.
Right.
So this is the part, where Luke P, or just the only Luke still at this point.
Yeah, there's only one Luke.
Luke comes back to the group of Mike, Jed, Tyler, Dustin, Connor, and Dylan. I think they're all kind of equally in the mix, even though they're not all on screen.
Yeah.
And this is where we start losing the metaphor of stay in your lane.
Right.
Like, stay in your lane, man. Well, I am in my lane, but when I look over and I see Hannah in your car, I'm gonna...
Naked,
I'm gonna swerve in my lane. Like, it went off the rails.
You're missing the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really liked, he was talking about, the guys were kind of shocked, like, you told her you were mad, like, about what she did, and they were, like, shocked by it, And one of the guys said, I think it was Tyler, he was like, it's a double standard, man, because around in a Speedo, stripping on the first group date, and now that she's doing the same thing, it's not okay. He's like, that's not cool. Like, that's a double standard. You need to let her, like, be her and whatever.
And I love Tyler for this, because, like, I'll admit sometimes, and this almost kind of came up with, like, Colton season, like, how many times did we watch Colton in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if we ever saw Hannah take a shower like that, people would be up in arms about that.
Right.
But
yeah, so, like, Tyler and, it was one of the other guys, it might have been Peter, I don't really remember, they said kind of, like, you know, worry about yourself and, like, let her, like, she needs to experience everything, like, how it's supposed to be experienced, and, like, telling, like, kind of implying and telling him, don't be so controlling.
Yeah.
Like, it's a turnoff. Stop it.
Yeah. Kind of almost, like, trying to... Almost, like, giving the message of, like, look, man, I'm telling you this for your own good. You need to stop being so controlling, because that's how you're coming off right now.
Right.
Like...
That isn't... They don't, like, explicitly say that, but it's definitely implied, I think.
Yeah.
So, one-on-one? Next one-on-one? Yeah. So, next we have Peter's one-on-one, which we're dubbing the sexy leaf spa date.
It's gonna say what it was.
Is that what we should call this podcast episode?
Sexy leaf spa. Yeah.
Okay, so the one-on-one, the sexy leaf spa date.
Mm-hmm.
With Peter. Now, so they meet in the woods again.
So
awkward.
Latvia at this point is basically Riga.
And the woods.
And the woods.
And they go to, like, this hut, cabin thing. Well, it's bigger than a hut. It's, like, a little house in the woods. So we come to find out it's, like, a cleansing ritual sauna spa thing.
Yeah, it's somewhere between, like, a spiritual, but also, like, a massage.
Yeah. Now, they never actually get a massage.
No.
I think it's supposed to be, like, a sauna, but, like, also spiritual cleansing.
It was, the spiritual.
But for couples.
Yes.
And then, like, there's, like, a man and a woman leading it, and they never, like, say, but they say, like, the couples are supposed to get closer and, like, learn more about each other.
Yeah.
And so, of course, in the back of your mind, you're like, is this, like, a sex thing? Or, like, is it supposed to be just, like, spiritual closeness? Or you're in, like, a sauna, naked? Like, they had bathing suits on, but, like, I imagine if you were European and you were at this place, you would be naked.
Probably naked.
So then, like, what is it? What is the purpose of this? I didn't really...
Yeah. So we went, during the episode, we had sort of speculated if they did have sex. Because they were...
Did they or didn't they?
They were really making out with each other. And I keep making the comment that she just mounts everything in every episode. Like, yeah. she mounts the guys and, like, gets up on their lap and, like, she seems super...
Yeah, she's, like, wrapping her legs around him and they're in bathing suits in, like, this sweaty, hot, steamy sauna. And, like, the camera... You see, like, the viewpoints of, like, the cameraman, like, through, like, a crack in the door.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, maybe, like, the cameraman is like, whoa, I'm gonna excuse myself from this situation.
Right, because also, if you've ever been in a sauna, they're generally very small spaces, so imagine you are just making out...
And there's a cameraman
on top of each other, and there's a cameraman there.
Yeah, like, because it was very intimate, too. It wasn't just, like, kissing, and he was, like, putting his hand on her chest, and, like, there was, like, rubbing and leg hitching, and, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, a little softcore pornographic
It really, really borderline. Was. Borderline. And then they kind of almost, like, cut to black, and then, like, suddenly they're in robes and they're outside.
In a hot tub. And they're, like, in a hot tub. Eating grapes in a hot tub or something.
And you're like,
what happened there?
Which is cool. Like, no judgment, but it was sort of just
wondering. It's not about judgment. It's about that I'm hella nosy, and I want to know what happened.
That's why we watch this show, because we want to know.
Right. So, yeah.
The precedent has been set. It has happened on the show before, where certain couples have indulged before the fantasy suite.
Yeah. I think... I see there's, like, these, like, top contenders, and she's been, like... It's these three that she's really been, like, heavily making out with to the point where it's, like, they're almost doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure those are the three that are going to be in the...
Right, but then also, so Tyler, Jed, Peter are her three main ones.
Yeah.
But then, like, the one-on-one with Garrett was, like, really cute. Like, they seemed like they had a good time, they had a good connection. So.
And Mike, too, whenever she has one-on-one with him.
But, like, it's different. It's different when she's with Peter.
Yeah, and when she's kissing Mike, they're just kissing. It's like, first date, second date, kissing. It's not like...
It's not like Peter,
we're
like,
gonna do hitching. It next.
Yeah.
Right.
We should also mention, we call it the sexy leaf spa because they get there and they put, like, flower crown, like, mm-hmm. leaf crowns on the head.
Yeah.
And then they do this thing that's supposed to be cleansing where, like, they kind of brush away the spirit with, like, a...
Leaf brush?
Yeah, we can call it that. And at one point, she's doing this to Peter, who's, like, on a table, and... She's, like, kind of brushing away his spirit, and then she, like, smacks him on the ass, mm-hmm. and the lead guy, like, the shaman or whatever there is, like, no, like, no, we're going too far.
Yeah.
This is not that kind.
This is not that kind of spa.
And then they also make some sort of, like, honey concoction where they, like, pick out their own spices.
Yeah. And that each one represents something.
But then they never address that later, so.
Yeah, what were they supposed to do with that honey?
I don't know.
They implied they were supposed to, like, rub it on their bodies, but, like, they never showed them doing that or, like, talked about it again.
No.
So.
Like, so much of this show.
True.
Like.
So then, like, afterwards they're in the hot tub and they have, like, actual conversation.
Again, and they awesome talk about, to see.
Yeah, how she says, you know, obviously we have good physical connection, but I really genuinely want to get to know you and blah, blah, blah. And so that's kind of good. And then at dinner, too, they're talking about, like, their lives, and she asked him about his dating life, and has it been hard dating people since he's a pilot, and like,
he's always on the road. Yeah.
So
again, we get a real conversation. Like, into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. And and so he gets a rose, too.
Yep. So then we're back at the mansion, or not the mansion, we're back at, like, the hotel, and it's cocktail party time.
Well, it's pre. It's, like, I think it was, like, earlier in the day.
Right,
because they were still wearing, so, like, some of the guys were wearing, like, jeans or workout clothes or whatever.
Right, so, yeah, you're right, because at the end of this, Chris Harrison comes in and was like, she doesn't want a cocktail, we're just going to the Rose Ceremony.
Right, she knows what she wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're just kind of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke 2.0. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Yeah, so Hannah comes in to the guy's suite or whatever and grabs him for a little chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all smiling, which, duh, you're an idiot. Because all the guys, like, if they were in, like, school, all the guys would have been like, ooh. But yeah, so all the guys know, like, he's about to get yelled at or something. She had that is gonna happen.
She had that same tone of voice and that same look on her face when she pulls Scott in episode one. Mm-hmm. And when Scott's like, oh, is this gonna be a good talk? And she's like, nope, probably not.
No, like, I don't think so.
And all the other guys see it.
They like, all knew.
Yeah, same vibe here. So she pulls him aside. They go to, like, her hotel room?
Her room. I don't know. Yeah. Another room. Production room. Who knows?
Yeah. And she basically pulls him, you know, takes him to task over, like, it's not okay that you're not okay with this whole naked thing and the things you said about my body and...
Right, and she tells him, like, it wasn't sexual. Mm-hmm. You assumed that. And the way you talked to me about it was not okay.
Yep.
And she tells him, like, that she was uncomfortable by how he approached it and how he talked to her and what he said. And she, like, remembered specifically what he said.
Right. And he backpedals through the whole thing. He's like, well, I don't know that I said that, or I don't remember saying it like that.
Yeah, and you took me the wrong way. I don't want to be misunderstood.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, so... And it they kind of stumble through it, but she's very adamant, like,
yeah,
that it was not... Oh, and she says to him, you are not my husband. Mm-hmm. You don't have control over me or my body or what I do with my body.
Yeah.
So that was good, like...
Yeah.
For him to hear that. Like, yes. He needs to hear that, clearly.
Yeah. Like, I almost feel like we're going to find out, like, oh my God, he was raised like this.
Right.
And he doesn't know any better.
Right.
And
right.
He's almost just reacting now to, like... the world around him.
Yeah, not realizing not all families are like that or whatever. Yeah.
So, I don't want to say I start to pity Luke, but, like, character development. Like, yeah. We start to sort of almost see a different side of Luke.
Yeah, where it's like, for sure.
Oh, maybe you're not just a shitty person. Maybe you just don't know any better.
Right. So, yeah. So, but before we talk about the rose ceremony, we forgot one thing, which was that Jed sneaking out of the
hotel room. Oh, right.
So, he snuck out, essentially, and went to her hotel room and to sing to her.
To serenade her.
And then, like, they were, like, sitting on her bed, and he was, like, singing to her, and then she, like, takes the guitar, and she's like, okay, that's enough of that, and, like... Basically, like, jumps him. So.
Again, girl will mount anything.
Like, yeah. So she was very into that also, like, that extra time. They had, like, this extra time together.
Yes. Yeah, and so that's one of the reasons why, like, Jed, Tyler, Peter.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any other guy... First of all, we have Dustin, Dylan, and Connor, who have zero screen time, so I don't think... Yeah. She has any sort of relationship that they could get away with it, but she seemed genuinely excited to see Jed and...
Yeah, when he came to see her. Yeah. So, so the rose ceremony, so Garrett, Tyler, Peter already have roses.
Right, so then you have four roses on the plate. Four roses,
which I was incorrect when I made this bracket because I wrote six, so it should be seven. So there's seven roses total. So Jed gets the next rose, then Mike, Connor, and Luke.
Gets the last rose.
And she says to him, I know there's goodness inside you, and that's why I'm giving you this rose.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting to me.
Yeah, she's said a couple of things to him so far where she's like, I'm giving you a second chance. I know, you know.
She wants to believe he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you can behave better than, you know, tonight or something.
Yeah. Like, but it's been, like, every week now.
It's been every week.
Like, how many chances are you gonna get?
Yeah.
So I guess next week we will narrow down to only four guys, and those will be the four who get to go to the hometown date week.
Yeah.
So predictions for that. Tyler, Peter, and Jed.
Jed, Tyler, Peter, Luke.
And Luke, yeah.
And again, I know I've said this every week so far, but I'm annoyed at this season in a way because I feel like they're not even making it seem like a competition between those four.
Right.
Like, I love Mike. Dustin seems like a good guy, because he's always just in the background, like, smiling and watching, like, look at this bullshit going on, like, this is stupid. yeah, they just, they're not making it a competition between the top four.
And the rest of the guys. It's like really obvious who it's going to be.
Yeah. But I don't think necessarily maybe who the winner. I think it'll be, I still think it's a fairly close race between at least the top three. Mm-hmm. But I feel like since week maybe two or three, you've known.
Right. Who those top, like.
Who's those
top. At least who the top, like, five or six are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, next week we'll see who our
we're cutting three people. Yeah, we're cutting three people next week.
We get somehow to see Luke yell in Garrett's face, which is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so should we make our announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a giveaway. If you saw on my Instagram, which you probably may or may not follow me on my Instagram, it's My Mini Adventurer. We got some cool t-shirts.
Yeah, they're really soft and cozy.
Yeah, and they're, like, you know, funny bachelorette sayings. And, yeah, so we are going to do a giveaway. We bought the t-shirts because we thought they were funny. Mm-hmm. And then I reached out to the shop, which is Row 4, and they agreed to do a giveaway with us. So that's going to be on my Instagram, and that'll be, you know, for anybody can enter on Instagram. This will be posted up this week, so check that out for all the details on Instagram at My Mini Adventurer. And you'll also want to check out at Row 4. It's R-O-W-E-F-O-U-R is how that's spelled. And they are helping host the giveaway. So stay tuned for that on my Instagram this week. And
I would say I'm here for the booze.
Yeah.
And if you don't see the shirt, then that makes not a lot of sense.
Yeah. Here for the booze.
Here for the booze.
Or the right reasons.
Or the right reasons.
You never know. Okay, so that pretty much sums it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes and also on my blog, myminiadventurer.com. Please subscribe, and you can also follow on your Android device. There's a link on my blog to do that as well. So, we'll see you guys next week.
I won't be touching you then.